Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. His Needs, Her Needs Making Romantic Love Last is a practical relationship guide by Willard F. Harley Jr. that focuses on marriage rather than romance in the abstract. First published in the 1980s and revised multiple times, the book argues that lasting romantic love depends on understanding and consistently meeting a spouse's most important emotional needs. Harley presents marriage as a system of mutual care, in which love is sustained through deliberate actions, not assumed to survive on good intentions alone. The book is best known for its 10-need framework, which divides the most important needs of husbands and wives into two lists of five. Its purpose is both preventive and corrective to help couples avoid the resentment, distance, and affairs that often grow when partners feel unseen or neglected. Because of its direct advice and structured approach, it has remained a widely cited marriage book for readers looking for a concrete method to improve intimacy and commitment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 10-need framework as the book's organizing principle. The core structure of the book is the idea that spouses usually share many of the same basic needs, but they do not rank those needs in the same order. Harley organizes these needs into two lists, five that he argues are most important for men and five that are most important for women. For men, he identifies sexual fulfillment, recreational companionship, an attractive spouse, domestic support, and admiration. For women, he identifies affection, conversation, honesty, and openness, financial support, and family commitment. The significance of this framework is not merely classificatory. It gives couples a practical way to move from vague complaints to specific priorities. Instead of saying a marriage feels distant, the book asks a more useful question: which need is being neglected? This turns relationship problems into concrete action points and gives the book its distinctive value as a counseling tool. Secondly, Love Bank Thinking explains why small behaviors accumulate over time. One of the book's most influential ideas is the love bank concept, which treats each spouse's emotional state as the result of ongoing deposits and withdrawals. A kind word, consistent support, or thoughtful affection functions as a deposit, while disappointment, neglect, or criticism functions as a withdrawal. The model matters because it explains why a marriage can erode slowly, even without dramatic conflict. Partners often believe that one or two serious problems cause the breakdown, but Harley argues that repeated unmet needs create a negative balance long before the relationship visibly fails. This helps explain why the book stresses daily habits rather than occasional grand gestures. The love bank idea also gives readers a way to think about trust and desire as cumulative, not automatic. It reframes romance as something maintained through repeated, measurable behavior, which makes the book especially useful for readers who want a practical rather than symbolic approach to marital closeness. Thirdly, affair prevention is treated as a relationship problem, not only a moral one. A major theme of the book is that affairs often emerge when emotional needs are chronically unmet. Harley does not treat infidelity only as a sudden betrayal or a matter of temptation. Instead, he presents it as a predictable outcome of a marriage in which one spouse becomes emotionally vulnerable because the relationship no longer supplies enough satisfaction or security. This is why the book repeatedly connects being irresistible to a spouse with consistently meeting core needs. The logic is preventive. If a marriage remains emotionally responsive, it is less likely to create the conditions in which an outside relationship becomes appealing. This approach distinguishes the book from more general advice about loyalty because it ties fidelity to daily relational maintenance. At the same time, the framework can be seen as demanding, since it places substantial responsibility on both partners to stay attentive. Still, the book's value lies in making infidelity understandable as part of a larger marital pattern rather than an isolated event. Fourthly, gendered priorities are presented as practical patterns rather than universal absolutes. Harley's model has often been discussed because it links specific needs to husbands and wives. The book argues that men and women are not fundamentally different in human worth or capacity, but that their priorities in marriage commonly differ. This distinction is central to the book, its usefulness, and also to some of the criticism it receives. On the practical side, the gendered lists help readers see that assuming a spouse values the same things they do is often a mistake. On the critical side, modern readers may find the categories too broad or too tied to traditional gender roles. The book does acknowledge that individuals vary, but it still leans heavily on recurring patterns observed in counseling. That tension is important because it shows the book its position in marriage literature. It is a structured behavioral guide, not a theory of complete individual uniqueness. Readers who approach it as a pattern-based counseling tool will likely find it more persuasive than readers looking for a fully contemporary, non-gendered framework. Lastly, Her Needs insists that successful marriage depends on disciplined behavior. Harley repeatedly argues that good intentions are not enough if they do not translate into consistent actions that protect and care for a spouse. This practical emphasis gives the book its counseling tone. It is not asking readers merely to understand one another intellectually. It asks them to change routines, priorities, and habits so that the marriage becomes more secure. The implication is that love is less a feeling to wait for than a result to cultivate through behavior. That makes the book appealing to readers who want a clear process, especially couples facing resentment, distance, or repeated conflict. It also makes the book different from purely emotional or inspirational relationship writing, because it focuses on measurable marital maintenance. The result is a guide that is less about abstract ideals and more about daily responsibility inside committed partnership. In conclusion, this book is best suited for married couples, engaged partners, and readers who want a structured behavior-based approach to relationship repair. It is especially useful for people who feel that their marriage has become emotionally stale, misunderstood, or vulnerable to outside temptation. Its main benefit is that it turns a broad idea like marital love into specific, actionable priorities. They are given a framework for deciding what kind of attention matters most. That practicality is what has helped the book remain widely discussed over time. Compared with many marriage books, it stands out for its combination of simple structure and direct application. It is less concerned with abstract theory than with how couples actually maintain desire, trust, and commitment in daily life. At the same time, readers should approach it with awareness that its gender-based categories reflect the assumptions of its original counseling framework and may not fit every couple equally. Even so, its enduring appeal comes from its clarity, its memorable love bank concept, and its insistence that lasting romance requires ongoing effort from both spouses. If you would like to support Willard F. Harley Jr., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!